This is the In Search More podcast, and I will see you on the other side. So I'll talk about this from a investment perspective, and then in other ways as well. So sometimes we're confused. Should I do this or should I not do this? And oftentimes when I see someone struggling, I say, you know, I'm really trying to figure out. Maybe I'll take a break. Maybe I'll take a, you know, I'll talk to someone. Whatever it is, right? They're trying to figure out what the answer is. So from an investment perspective, for example, should I do an investment or should I not do an investment? So as embarrassing as this sounds, I made a couple of bad investments, more than a couple, but I made a couple of bad investments for the same reason. And the reason was that I thought I needed a good reason to say no, not a good reason to say yes. So I'd look at these investments and I'd be like, oh, no, like strong reason not to. Why not? And I did it. I was like, no, that's not the reason we do investments. We do investments because we want to throw our money there. Like, we want to put our money into that. We believe in that.
Right.
That's what we're investing in. Right. If you're investing in a company's watch, if you're investing in a building, it's like, I believe in this one and not that one. I believe in this neighborhood. I believe in gold. I believe in Bitcoin. Not I'm throwing it because I believe in it.
Right.
Right. I'm not saying that's always the perspective. There's some investors who do the, you know, spray and pray method and say, you know, I'm looking for the unicorns and
right,
I'll bet on 50, and if one goes 1,000x, it gets the rest taken care of. I'm talking about the decision making process and understanding when I'm trying to figure out whether something is a yes or a no. Mm-hmm. What am I looking for? Am I looking for a hell yes or a hell no? So where did this came up? This came up in a conversation with someone who's, you know, back and forth in this relationship, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Should I not? We'll take a break. We'll take a week off, a month off, a quarter off.
Stay right? together, you mean?
Should they not? Should they not? And finally I asked him one day, I'm like, dude, okay, you're taking your 17th break to figure out whether you should be with this person. What are you looking for at the end of whatever this one was, 30 days? Are you looking for a hell yes or a hell no? If it's not a hell yes, is it a no? If it's not a hell no, is it a yes? Just get clear on that aspect of it before you go down the path of saying, I'm trying to figure this out. If you don't have a clear answer, which one is it? That's a better way. If I'm not clear, what do I do?
Right.
You know, this is like, who's the guy? Pavlov's Wager. Is that what it's called? Pavlov? Something's Wager. Pascal's Wager, maybe?
Mm.
We should look it up. We need like the Joe Rogan thing. We need a team of researchers. I think it's called Pascal's Wager.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to look it up. I'm going to look it up myself. So the idea is, if God doesn't exist, right, then, yeah, Pascal's Wager. So should you or should you not believe in God, right? Mm. The problem with the wager a little bit is we don't know which one to believe in, but the idea is, should you or should you not believe in God? And he says, well, if God doesn't exist and I believed in him, then okay.
Okay.
But if he does exist and I didn't believe in him, then this is really bad.
Right.
So I'm going to believe in him because even if I'm wrong, it's not that bad.
Mm.
Right. So Pascal's Wager is saying, okay, if it's not a hell no, it's a yes. I don't know if God exists. But if I'm not 1,000% convinced he doesn't, I may as well serve him.
Right.
Right. So I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong, but he was honest about his approach going in.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm going to figure out like this existential question, right, of whether or not I should serve God, whether or not I should believe in, you know, or anything else. And if it's not a hell no, it's a yes. And those were the parameters of the search. So oftentimes, one thing I learned from this relationship, mm-hmm. which I get to be witness to, the dance of should we, shouldn't we, is maybe it's worth it. Just to get to the point. And by the way, it sounds good. So if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. Not so simple. It's not, not for sure. Not for sure. It's not always the case that if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. Sometimes, you know, you can, in my own relationship, right? We had some real ups and downs, but there was a period of time where we just kept coming back together and said, you know what? Just seems like wherever we go, we end up back on the same, like we're back here.
Right.
Like, we can do this for another 5 years, we'll probably be same place. So why not lean in and really make this relationship work?
Right.
So, right, it didn't come from this place of right now it's a hell yes, right? It got to hell yes, but it didn't come immediately from that place because I was dealing with, and nothing to do with her, but I was dealing with so much of my own fears and trust issues and commitment issues and fears of whether I could stay sober or not, you know, all of those things that I couldn't get to a hell yes. I wasn't possible for me to get there. So I'm not saying that has to be the case all the time, but the parameters should be set before you go on this expedition, this fact-finding mission of which decision should I make. Just set it out. If it's not a hell no, is it a yes? If it's not a hell yes, is it no? Which one is it? Let's get clear, and you'll have a much easier time making that decision instead of staying in indecision hell, because indecision hell sucks. Ugh.
It's the worst.
It is the worst. It is the worst. You know, another thing I find myself repeating a lot is, you know, I wasn't sure for a long time. I'll say it, then I'll give the story. Sometimes when we're in between two decisions, we're actually in between three decisions. Should I do this? Should I do A? Should I do B? Or should I do C, which is to live in indecision between A and B and do nothing? Right. So for a while I was, should I go to work or should I go to school? Mm-hmm. And I thought I'm in between those decisions, and 5 years pass and I kind of did half of both and really none of either. Right. So I made the third decision.
Right.
But it wasn't presented in that way. I thought I'm wrestling between, you know, A and B. Or in the example of relationships, should we be together? Should we not be together? Or should we futz around for the next 5 years unsure about it?
Right.
And you just pick C.
Right.
So if you lay it out sometimes in that way, and it's like, wow, you picked C. It's like, should I be an engineer or a doctor? And it's like, or should you be the person who's deciding whether they should be an engineer or a doctor? Right. You did that one. That was a decision. What did you go to school for? I went to school to figure out whether I should be. Right. I'm an expert at figuring out this decision. I have a graduate degree in understanding all the differences between engineers and doctors, pros and cons. You can call me about it.
Right.
It doesn't pay very well, but I'm very good at it.
Right.